What's the best April Fool's joke that's been played on you? Or one that's been played on someone else? And I was searching the web for an idea for a fun and safe April Fool's joke, and the only one that really caught my eye, I haven't had the chance to do this, but is to create an infinite loop of shopping carts around their car. You can see the picture. Never seen this done, but I think it would be fun to try sometime. I've had practical jokes played on me and been a part of some on others. You can ask my wife sometime. Somebody played a practical joke on us on our wedding day, and it involved mice. That's all I'll say. You can ask us about that story some other time today. But all joking aside, I think it's actually kind of fitting that Easter or Resurrection Sunday happens to land on April Fool's Day this year. And I think it's fun for that reason, because the people that heard about the resurrection probably said something equivalent to, "You're joking, right? You got to be kidding me that this has actually happened." No, the resurrection is no joke. And we're going to look at that today from God's Word. If you would open with me to Luke chapter 24. And before we hear the Word of God, would you please pray with me? Thank you, God, for this Sunday. Thank you for Easter. And we praise you that we can laugh together, cry together, enjoy each other. Thank you that the resurrection is no joke. And this is not a practical joke that's been played on us as much as Pilate and those early leaders wanted to make it seem. This is the real deal. And we thank you for that today, Jesus. And pray that you would bless us as we hear your word. Would you open up our lives to you today as we interact with you? And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. No, the resurrection is no joke. And let's hear about that today from Luke 24. And in the first few verses, we hear this. It says on verse 1, "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus." And so right away in this text, we have a couple of women that come to the tomb of Jesus. Jesus had died on the cross there on that Good Friday. And we ask, who are these women? If you look at the end of chapter 23, verses 55 and 56, you see a list of these women: Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and others. It was a group of women that were coming back to the tomb that Easter Sunday. And I'm sure as they came to the tomb, they were bringing those spices. They probably did not expect to see what they saw. They saw the stone that had been rolled away. They entered the tomb, which was an above-ground tomb, and they saw that Jesus' body was not there. You've got to be kidding me, right? Are you joking with me? Is this really happening? Is somebody playing a practical joke on us? Did somebody come and snatch the body of Jesus and take it somewhere else? They had heard people say that this could possibly happen, that Jesus would come back from the dead. That's why Pilate and those early leaders had the tomb sealed to make sure that that wouldn't happen. But these women on that day, they had the blessing of being the first ones to see with their own eyes that the tomb was empty. This is not a joke. This is real. And so as they were there, as they were perplexed and confused, wondering what had happened, now look at verse 4 with me. It says this, "While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And then the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. The men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" Just when you thought that this story was starting to become a little bit of a joke, it's not. It's we have this amazing thing happen where the women have interaction with a couple of angels men in dazzling clothing, as it's described here. No joke, angels showed up that day. The women were perplexed about this. They were wondering, did somebody pull a prank on them? The angels were there to say, no way, this is real, this has happened. And I love how the angels say these words that resonate in our soul. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. The angels were the first to announce the victory that Jesus has won by rising again from the dead. Jesus has risen. Amen. We praise God for that today. And we're thankful for this truth that the woman got to hear not a joke, but a real truth. And the angels even reminded them about how Jesus spoke that this was possible, that this was going to happen. Like he says in verse 6, remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying, verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again. It has happened. It's true. And the women were shocked. They were confused, perplexed. And now they were numb with the reality that Jesus has indeed risen from the dead. What did they do next? They went to go tell the disciples. Look at verse 8 with me. They remembered his words. This is the woman. In verse 9, they returned from the tomb and reported all of these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and also the other woman with them who were telling these things to the apostles. And then it says in verse 11, But these words appeared to them, to the guys behind the disciples, the words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. And so the women come and run to tell the other disciples, the guys back at the ranch, so to speak. These guys were crushed. These disciples had followed Jesus day by day for 3 years. They were crushed. And then when the women came and were excited and were telling the guys what had happened, it said that it seemed like it was nonsense to them. You have to be joking me. Why are you telling me this? Why are you guys playing a mean joke on us? We are devastated. We have lost Jesus, our Lord. We've been following him. We've devoted our lives to him. You're joking with me, right, woman? The ladies weren't joking. I don't know. I haven't heard too many ladies play practical jokes. It's usually guys for some reason. I don't know if that's true. Maybe ladies, you can prove me wrong on that. But these ladies were not joking. They were not playing a practical joke on the disciples. They were indeed saying it was true. This reminded me of a story in the Old Testament right before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for their rejection of God. The character Lot in that story came to his son-in-laws, a couple of them, and he said, hey guys, God is about to destroy this town. You got to get out of here fast. And there in that passage, it said the son-in-laws thought that Lot was joking with them. Friends, the message of the resurrection is no joke. It's not something to play around with or to casually dismiss. And I'll tell you this, it's not even a joke in the sense of thinking of it as something that can be sort of a part of our lives, but not the central point of our lives. The disciples that day were in for a surprise. What the woman said were true. And even though the words appeared as nonsense, even though the words of the woman coming back from the tomb appeared like silly talk, the disciples had to go check it out for themselves. Look at verse 12 with me. It says, but Peter got up and ran to the tomb. You can picture Peter running fast that day. Ran to the tomb. He stooped down, looked in the tomb. What did he see there? He saw the linen wrappings only. Peter got to see this rock-solid truth. He got to see firsthand that what the women were saying was no joke. It was no practical joke. It was not a mean joke. It was not silly talk. It was not a fairy tale. It was real. It is true. Jesus is alive. Peter saw the linen wrappings only. It says in verse 12, he went away to his home, marveling at all that had happened. The woman said, "Don't believe me? Go check it out and see for yourself." And that's what I want to encourage you today. Don't believe this story. You think this is a big practical joke just to set up the whole machinery of church life? No. This is true. This is the real deal. This is not a practical joke. This is not even an April Fool's joke. This is true. I invite you, come and see. Check it out for yourself. We can't stoop in and look at the tomb and see that it is empty today. But we can listen to the firsthand eyewitnesses to this account. We can study. We can look at it. We can seriously investigate it. I encourage you to do that, to do just that. Why? Because if this is true, and it indeed is true, it changes all of our lives. If this is true, and indeed it is, it must, and it should be, and it can be, and it will be the foundational point that our whole life is built on. Jesus is alive. Come, check it out. I'm not pulling your leg today. I'm not playing a joke on you. And I think, and I know, that when you study it, and when you not, I'm not saying come and see, like in the sense of check it out for a little while, like a free trial, like a 14-day trial. I've heard many people say, yeah, I tried that Christianity thing for a little while, and listen to this, it didn't work for me. The resurrection is not that. Either it's true or it's not. And if it's true, then you either receive that message or reject that message. Christianity is not merely a system of morality or a system of living or of how to live. Yes, indeed, there is that. But it's rooted in, it's founded on this foundational truth that Jesus is alive. And that he has conquered sin, he has conquered death, that our disobedience to God, Jesus took all of that on the cross. He died for it, for you and I, and he rose again. If he would have just stayed dead, the story would have ended there. But no, Jesus has come back from the dead. I encourage you to read books like The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, an atheist who came to check it out for himself. J. Warner Wallace has a book called Cold Case Christianity. If you like detective stuff, he's a homicide detective that investigated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Other people have done similar things. They have sought to get to the bottom of this event. They said, is this a joke? Is this true? Did this really happen? Like Peter and the apostles, they ran to the tomb. They ran to the evidence that's outside of us. This is no joke. Christianity and the faith in Jesus Christ is true. I invite you to come and see. Push through the barriers that have perhaps kept you from having Christ as foundational in your life. Whatever pain, whatever hurt, whatever confusion, whatever hypocrisy, whatever you have experienced, come check it out for yourself. You can take that risk because it is true. And it is the most important truth to build your life upon. If it's not true, then you are right to keep ignoring Christ in your life. See, we're not joking around here today at King of Glory. And for those of you who are building your life on this foundational truth, rejoice. You can go about your day knowing that this rock-solid truth is the best thing to build your life upon. to rest and trust in Jesus as Savior, to know that your sins are forgiven, to know you have peace with God. God is giving that today. What we're doing here, church, week by week is no joke. We're not a social club. We're not a country club. We're not even a club designed to be nostalgic about days gone by. This is no joke, and this is about Jesus. He calls us to Himself. He exposes our hearts and our sin, and then He rushes in with His lavish grace. This is no joke, friends. And He applies this grace to our lives because He loves us. He loves you. Easter is not about a bunny. It's not about family. It's not about eating food together. And all of those things are fun. Go for it. Enjoy it. But the joking and the fun comes to a certain point where we need to come to grips with what is truth, what is reality. This is that moment. Don't live your whole life and then wonder, should I have built my life upon the rock of Christ? Come to Him. He has come to you. He is alive. And I'm not joking with you. This is true. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this word today. We thank You that You call us to believe in You. That You call us to turn from our sin, to turn to You and to say, would You forgive me, Jesus? You've already done everything that is needed to be done, Lord Jesus. Would You come alive in my life today? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.